The new film Crown Heights tells the harrowing true story of wrongful conviction and enduring friendship. Colin Warner spent 21 years in prison, wrongfully convicted of murder, and his best friend, Carl King, devoted his life to proving Colin's innocence. Today, we have in studio the actors who portray the friends, Lakeith Stanfield as Colin, and Nnamdi Asomugha as Carl, Casey King. We're also honored to have with us in studio the subject of the film, Colin Warner. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So this is unique, getting to bond with the character who you portray. Before filming, what did you all do to get to know each other?
So our director, Matt Ruskin, he made it a point that Keith spend time with Colin, I spend time with Carl, for a week or so, and just really get into their minds and, you know, what they went through in any sort of way. And Keith and I, we got to spend a little bit of time right before shooting, but the difficult thing for us was, you know, we're playing friends, but we're barely in any scenes together in the film because he's in prison and I'm out. But we were all able to spend a little bit of time and get closer. Mm.
Well, Colin, I know this must have seemed so strange to you when movie stars and a prominent director approach you. What were some of the things you wanted to impress upon Lakeith and Nnamdi, along with writer director Matt Ruskin, as they were making the film?
Well, upon meeting Nnamdi and Lakeith, I just want them to realize that I was an ordinary human being, no fanfare, and went through a situation that I believe a lot of people are going through right now to this day. I'm very proud of the movie and the ability to tell the story, which has been going on for now 37 years. And I believe people out here need to hear the story, my story, which is also their story.
Yes. You know, as I was watching the film and knowing your story, Nelson Mandela came to mind, and I know you're prison terms overlapped. Did you think about him?
Yes. I think about everybody who were wrongly convicted, because I feel that in the land of the free, home of the brave, the greatest country that is being purported to be, I believe that in the justice system, and there's no fair play. I wasn't given a fair chance of proving myself. Everything was taken away from me. And I believe that in itself is a crime.
Yes. Lakeith and Nnamdi, from talking with Colin and your own research, what was the most important thing for you to bring to the screen in each of your roles?
I wanted to make sure that I, you know, chiefly remained raw, remained true to the original material. One of the things that Matt Ruskin provided me with in preparation for taking this role on was the original transcripts from the hearings. And, you know, reading these words was an interesting sort of situation. So it's an interesting sensation passed over me reading this, knowing that these are actually the words that a person had said to Colin. And some of it I couldn't even believe that, you know, people have come to say this kind of thing. But resituating the fact that this story is real in my mind made me realize that I had to try and be real to the material as much as I could. So it was important for me to do that. And I didn't want to approach it in a way where I was attempting to act as if I had spent 20 years in prison, because I knew that was impossible, because that experience is so specific. So what I wanted to do was take emotions that I had experienced and sort of expand upon exploring them and apply them to the material and attempt to get across a message that way. And also use some of the stories that Colin had told me, some of the family members he had showed me, some of the experiences that he had so bravely opened himself up to allowing me to see, in order to sort of inform the way in which I would walk into the role. Also, I went around to different prisons and stuff and visited a lot of people, but I really just felt it was chiefly important to show real raw emotion and not try not to fake it. So I went to extra lengths in order to sort of put myself in a position where I could do that more effectively.
And for me, it was simple. It was just his Carl's big heart and his resiliency. You know, I felt if I could portray that in an authentic way, then it'll get his story out. But you know, he's a larger than life type of guy, and the film focuses a lot on the most difficult points of his life. So it was definitely a challenge, but you know, that was the goal for me.
Nnamdi, I have to say that watching the film, I would not have known that you spent most of your career as a professional athlete, a phenomenal football player, elite football player. Did you study acting when you were a kid?
In college? No, I didn't. Ooh. I didn't. It's Keith, who's also, you know, just been blowing us away in everything he's done. He also didn't study acting per se. I think it's just there are life experiences that you have to be able to draw from. And I think life is kind of the best acting class that you can take. You know, I think anybody can go into these roles, and if you can tap into some of these experiences, then you'll be able to bring them out on camera.
I think, I can't remember if it was listening to a podcast or reading, but you made the point that your experience was nothing like Colin's, but you were arrested for driving while black, and you drew from driving your mother's car at that, wasn't it?
Yeah, but so, unfortunately for me, I didn't know that it was registered to her business and not to her, and the cop used that as a way to say that I stole the car.
And that LAPD had no problem.
Yeah, no problem, and that was it for me.
If you are just joining us, I'm speaking with actors Lakeith Stanfield and Nnamdi Asamoah, along with Colin Warner. We're talking about the film Crown Heights, based on Colin Warner's wrongfully imprisoned term for 21 years. Colin, you have told your story so many times, and in fact, in public radio, we take great pride in the fact that the hour-long episode of This American Life provided the inspiration for the film for Matt Ruskin. And as Lakeith mentioned, the parole hearing scenes was pulled entirely from the transcripts. Does rehashing your story through radio and now through having made this film, does that give you any solace, any consolation?
Well, it's kind of therapeutic.
It is.
Yes, because since my arrest in April 10, 1980, that was my mission, to have my story be heard, and hopefully those in situations of power or influence can see what is going on and release me from the this terrible ordeal that I was going through.
Casey is such an amazing friend. He devoted his life to getting his friend out of jail, and he even became a legal courier and investigator. I mean, that part of the story almost feels like a thriller, you know, a detective kind of story. Did you have any relationships in your own life that drew on to some of those emotions that you put into the trust and dedication and care of someone else, Namdi?
No, I mean, probably I do. I'm pretty sure I do, but there wasn't, I didn't draw on any of that. I think there was one thing that I drew on was just the fact that Keith and I didn't get much time to spend before shooting, so there was this longing for, you know, something that you didn't have.
Yes.
So I think that was one thing that I was able to draw on, the fact that I didn't know what was going on with him. You know, I think that was a blessing for us. And then the other thing was the experiences that I had growing up that we talked about earlier. I think being able to draw on those and just know that I was fighting for not just Colin, but my younger self, so I could draw on that to play the role too.
Although Colin's experience was just exponentially beyond what, you know,
you could
being
imagine.
Arrested
yeah.
for driving while black. Lakeith.
It just sounds like
I'm quoting.
I love that. That's been, I love that. It's coined.
Yeah.
It's
you know, and you know, just going back to that other question, it's like there's so much of a natural process that occurs offset oftentimes.
Yes.
That influences, and no matter what happens, it all influences what you see on the camera. I've learned that, and in sort of going through the process a couple times now, there are things that I've done to try to make things happen that have either made those things happen or made them not happen, and there have been things that I haven't done that have made things happen or made them not happen. So it's an interesting game to play behind the scenes to create a situation in a space that will affect what happens on camera. And sometimes those things are good, sometimes they're bad. Sometimes they're rivalries, sometimes they're friendships. Sometimes the best rivalries make the best friendships and vice versa. So it's an interesting thing navigating that and being offset. But one thing about, you know, interacting with Namdi offset, he just has a big heart himself. Naturally, he's just a really pleasant guy to be around. And sometimes you get in these situations where you meet people like this, and you're just like, why are you so nice? I don't understand. The world is crazy. How are you so, you know? And I remember a moment in the story where Colin just, you know, he becomes pretty frustrated with his circumstance. He's like, why are you doing this, man? Why are you still doing this after all this time?
Yeah, I've given up.
Yeah.
Why are you still hanging on?
Right. And I remember in that moment thinking about how nice Namdi is and how, you know, forthcoming he is, and then just thinking about, you know, that for like, why are you so great, you know, to me? I don't deserve it, you know? So.
Well, Lakeith, people have seen you so far in more comedic roles, from Atlanta to The Incredible Jessica James. Even Get Out had some humor to it, although it was creepy and terrifying, gave me nightmares. This film has real life horror, the horror that Colin endured. So was portraying Colin, has that been your most challenging role?
Oh God, it's very challenging. It's difficult for a person with a mind like mine to compartmentalize experiences in that way, to say what was the most or what was not the most. There's just so many different avenues, and I always try and put my best foot forward, so every role is really difficult. It's some avenue or another. But this one in particular was it caused me to have to go to certain parts of my mind that I've never really had to explore. Two nights ago, I just had another nightmare. I thought I was done with him, of being pursued by law enforcement. It's such a weird thing, because I'm like, I don't know how it creeped into my subconscious in some weird way, but, and maybe it's other things tied in with the experience of this, but it didn't start happening until I started working on this film, where I'd have dreams of being pursued by law enforcement. It's very weird. But I had another one, and it felt really real. I felt like I'd done something, but I didn't know what I'd done. And then I'm just running around, and people are chasing me and trying to lock me up and put me in this cage. And it's a recurring kind of nightmare that I keep having. And that's kind of weird.
Was it at the end of the film that you mentioned over 120,000 people are still in prison for crimes They didn't commit it.
You know, that's a part of the film that really made me irritated is the fact that so many people are still locked up, but so many people got scot-free and got to just live their life and enjoy their life while these people's lives are ruined. That's a part that really bothers me when it comes up in the film.
Mm-hmm. Well, the film is not just a cautionary tale. It's a morality tale. And I think that it will have a profound impact on everyone who sees it. One can only hope, Colin, that it inspires more action, resistance, organized opposition to what is going on in our prison system. Yeah. It has just been a privilege to have you here, Colin Warner. Thank you. And Lakeith Stanfield, Namdi Asomugha, your portrayals are magnificent. I bet Colin would even weigh in that your Trinidad dialects are very good.
Yes, indeed.
Authentic. Okay. Colin Warner's story was the inspiration for the new film Crown Heights. He was joined by Lakeith Stanfield, who portrays him in the film, and Namdi Asomugha, who portrays Carl Casey King. Crown Heights opens in select theaters around Atlanta tomorrow. Thank you all.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.